And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. I wish we joined on the line by David. Good morning to you, David.
David, how are you doing?
Not too bad. And thanks once again for joining us. Yeah, we were talking last week a little bit about the general health and well-being of men and physical exercise and all that. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about your own stress and anxiety and how you came to find that exercise kind of helped you cope with all this.
Yep, no problem.
So tell us about when did it all start?
Would have started a long time ago when I was younger. And what I would say is that the kind of the root causes would be related to certain amounts of trauma, for example, in my situation.
Okay.
And the problem with that is, if that's left unchecked, if that's not looked at, it can develop into something else, it can become a problem.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that I recognize a lot in people today. I can relate to a lot of people because I see this. I see that maybe people have had to deal with certain things in their own life and that hasn't been dealt with properly and built over time. So for myself, that's really what I would say. There were certain amounts of trauma that would have led to me struggling in different ways. That would have built over time. It's not necessarily something that you would know yourself, you would recognize yourself. And so you're just getting on with life, but you don't necessarily recognize that, look, there are certain things that need to be addressed.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that can turn into something that is a bit more serious potentially for some people. And in my own case, it definitely led to, issues with stress, anxiety, and depression at different points, And so that's something that I've had to struggle with for a long time.
And you recognise now that those feelings now probably were from stuff that happened probably when you were younger, and you just kind of learned to live with these feelings until you kind of address them. And I suppose most of us have kind of, everybody has stress, okay? Most of us have anxiety. It's how you deal with it and why you have it. I remember somebody saying to me years ago, I was doing an interview with a hypnosis guy, and he was talking about anxiety and panic attacks. And he says, there's always a way out of these things, and there's always a reason why they started. And if you can bring that person back to when they had their first panic attack and bring them into that moment, you can help them get over the panic attack and you can change their way of thinking. And I said, it sounds like easier than probably it would be to deal with. But he says, no, it can be quite easy. It's changing your whole way of thinking. And probably we grow up thinking a certain way and we learned kind of, it becomes like a habit and we kind of think, well, maybe I'm supposed to be like this. But really, if you are suffering with stress and anxiety and depression, there has to be, a root cause and why you are. And as we were talking last week, David, with men, a lot of men don't really talk about their emotions. They'll talk about their cars and football, but they won't really talk about their emotions. So I think now it is coming to the stage where maybe it is more open now and men are talking a little bit better. As you said, in the gym, you can see there's more of a conversation between men about this.
Yeah, there's definitely more of a conversation. I think, unfortunately, in the past, it was a case of, the analogy I've used before is, when somebody is really struggling, the advice, unfortunately, is along the lines of, when somebody's struggling, it's kind of like when you're drowning, and when you look out with somebody drowning, you can't actually see the struggle under the water, you can't see it under the surface. And so if you think somebody's drowning, what many people would say is swim or swim harder, So when it comes to stress or anxiety or depression, unfortunately in the past that tended to be the kind of approach that was taken. And men as well would be quite masculine and, keeping the face on and saying, afraid to kind of go into any real depth on these things. So it'd be like, would you get over it or just get on with it, And that unfortunately is something that would have been true in the past. And maybe in some cases I would say, in my own situation, for example, I would have brought that on myself. I would have presumed that's the way it was. So I probably wouldn't have talked about stuff maybe when I could have as well. So there's a little bit of, needing to accept a bit of responsibility for it yourself. But I do feel that was the way it was before and for a long time. And more recently, I would say that it's now becoming a bit more normal to talk about stuff and to say, look, actually, there is something wrong. I am dealing with something. And it's okay to say that a bit more now. Still some work to go on it, to be honest with you. I still think there needs to be a bit more of an understanding from people around mental health issues and how to just be more aware of the fact that somebody might be struggling. Mm-hmm. And that there's certain ways that you can show up to help in that situation. You don't have to be the problem solver, but just to show a bit more of an understanding. I think people maybe, there's still a bit of a bridge to be built there.
Yeah.
But definitely has been an improvement. And that's something that I really now I'm strongly kind of pushing for. And the reason I'm talking, the reason I'm prepared to kind of talk about it, it's not easy for me to talk about it and admit, okay, I'm not perfect. I've had my weaknesses. I've had my issues. I've had my really low points.
Mm.
And, but at the same time, I could say that it's possible to find a way out of that. And there are certain things that you can do to try and go from that kind of dark place to something that's a bit brighter and a bit more hopeful, you know.
And how did you find, who did you get help from when you were feeling like this? Or did you find it, did you like work out? Did the gym help you or did you talk to somebody?
Combination of things, if I'm honest. And it will be different for everybody because yeah. obviously everybody's issues will, you know, the root cause and how those issues are presenting themselves now. I think that's the thing that people have to understand as well. It's not necessarily a case of going back and fixing things that happened before because that stuff has happened.
Mm.
It's not happening to you. It's not happening today. And it's usually a case of having to sort out the stuff that's happening today. So how you know what that is for anybody will be different.
Mm.
In my case, and I mean, I can be open about it and say, look, you know, I've had to speak to people. I've had to get outside support and get some support to work through some of those issues, to help to understand myself better.
Mm.
Because the better understanding I've had about myself, the easier it's been to identify ways to make things better. So, you know, that maybe started with having to speak to somebody. And, you know, that for someone else, it could be the likes of your psychotherapy or counselling and all that kind of stuff. And especially in the early stages where it's kind of a bit more of a crisis situation, for example, you might need to speak to somebody, you might need to get that kind of help. But beyond that, what I would say is what I've learned and through my profession and the work I do, you know, your physical health is massively important.
Mm.
You have to take care of your physical health if you want your mental health to be in a good place. And that's key for a lot of people. I also think that there's other areas that you need to focus on because a lot of us, you know, if we struggle, we disconnect from all the good stuff in life. We forget about the important things, you know, the balance. We forget mm. about the friends, the family, you know, the relationships suffer. You know, you stop doing all the things that you enjoy doing, you know, the hobbies, the things that make you who you are.
Mm.
And you can lose sight of all that stuff. So for me, what's worked really well is definitely taking care of the physical health, focusing in on trying to stay, you know, connected with friends and family and keep really good relationships in place. Definitely being more open about stuff, talking more openly about the struggles and just telling people the truth. Because I for a long time, I would have been afraid to do that. I would have been afraid to admit there's something wrong or that I'm weaker than I like to present myself.
Yeah, I know.
And I think a lot of men would feel the same way. So I think the solution is different for everybody. But, you know, if you can kind of be more aware of what you're, you know, not doing that you should be doing, I think that's a good start. And it does tend to fall into, let's start taking care of your physical health. Let's start getting out there and doing things that you enjoy doing that make you feel more like you. And one of the analogies I used recently was make sure you fill up all your cups. You know, we tend to forget to fill up all the cups. We you know, we only fill up one or two. And because we're not filling up all our cups in life, that our mental health can suffer.
So what do you mean by that, filling up all your cups?
Well, I play the guitar. I like to play football. I like to go and see music. I like to spend time with my family. I like to see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yeah.
to go on holiday. And so these are all cups that you should fill up and you should keep, you know, filling up
mm.
at different stages, different times. I like to read. I like to study. I like to do things that make me who I am. I love spending time with my kids. I love my kids more than anything. And all of these things, when you're under stress, when you're anxious, when you're under pressure and you're not feeling yourself and you're feeling low, you forget to take care of that stuff.
And you know, yeah, and David, sorry, just button in there for a minute. You know, like, and we've said this so many times, if you, and you know of physical injuries in sports and everything, if you sprain your ankle or you sprain your wrist, you go to a doctor, you get your bandage, people can see what it is. But with mental health, you know, it's hidden. And why have we still got that stigma? Oh, I feel weak if I have mental health. You wouldn't feel weak if you broke your wrist or your ankle. You know, you say, oh, yeah, I broke my wrist. And we have to get rid of that stigma. And I know it still is a stigma in 2021, especially for men, because it's a sign, as you even mentioned there, oh, I'm weak. You're not weak. You know, if it's an illness like anything else, you know, in like a physical illness. But that's the thing that, and it's great you talking about it today, that if men are listening in, that it's not a weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage that you're talking about it.
Yeah, and I think what you said there about not being able to see something, that's not just for... There's two problems there. Number one, if you can't see something, you don't understand it, and therefore you'll either ignore it or you know, just turn away from it. So I think when people don't understand something, mental health is something you can't see. I actually had a conversation with somebody once, and I said, I actually kind of wish I had something a bit more serious in other people's eyes. I wish somebody had said, you have cancer. I wish somebody had said that, you know, because at least then I can go to the hospital, they'll give me some medication, and they'll say things are better. You know, or not, as the case may be. But that wasn't the issue. The thing for me was, you can't see it. Mm. You don't get it. You don't understand it. And, you know, therefore, I don't know how to explain it to you. You know, for people who struggle, especially stress and anxiety, it's not a conscious thing. You don't wake up in the morning and go, okay, today I'm going to feel this way or I'm going to struggle this way. It's something that just happens. And that's the difficult part. And the stigma, I think, exists still today because people don't understand it. You can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. And it's much easier to understand other illnesses, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's from my own personal experience. That's what I believe. I think if people spent more time looking into it and understand it better, well, then maybe the stigma wouldn't be as bad. And,
exactly.
You know, one of the lads I spoke to recently actually said that to me. He said, isn't it really good that the stigma... There isn't as much of a stigma around this stuff. And I immediately kind of said, no, it is there. Mm. And I said, the reason it's there is because people don't understand it. And, you know, it's just something that people can't see. And I said, there's a lot of people, for example, you know, you'll see this on social media. There's a lot of people, well-intentioned people who share, you know, Facebook posts about, oh, share this to support mental health. And I'll be honest with you. And I want to say this because I hope it helps, but, you know, when someone really is struggling, when somebody is in a very dark place, the last place they're looking is Facebook.
Yeah.
The last place they're looking is for social media. So if you really want to help and you really want to, you know, improve the situation and get rid of the stigma, show up, talk to people, be more open with people, be more open to listening and just understand and look that maybe that person is struggling and I just need to accept that. And don't take offense, because when someone's struggling, sometimes they aren't themselves and they might act differently and they might not be who they want to be. But at that moment in time, it's not that they don't want to be there for you, it's that they can't be. And I think if people could understand that a little bit better, that would go some way to breaking the stigma, you know. Yeah. And
well, it's great that you're on, as I said today, and if we can get more men on to talk and to get rid of that stigma that it's not a weakness. You know, and get it out there. And then, as I said, to work on that and to, you know, yourself, as I mentioned last week, with the gym's been closed, I see it in my own kids, you know, the overeating, the boredom, the things set in then, the negativity, the thoughts, oh, I'm after putting on weight, I feel crap in myself. When you feel good in yourself, obviously, then your mental health, you're going to feel, when your body, your physical body is feeling good in itself, then your mental health feels a lot better. So, through all this pandemic for the past year, a lot of us have put on weight. A lot of us have got into bad habits. And, you know, some people have done great and they're walking and they've lost weight. But a lot of the people have kind of, you know, not seen family. They've got into a rut. They've put weight on. So now, hopefully, as we're coming out the other end, you know, with the gyms hopefully opening soon, get in and even get out and walk and get that feeling back in, that good feeling in your body. So you get the serotonin going and get your mind, you know, in that happier place.
Yeah, 100%. I think I mentioned last week that there is a group I set up. It's in relation to this specific stuff. You know, the stuff that's quite personal to me, the men's mental health stuff, is the Superdad Fitness Project Facebook group. So one of the things I was going to suggest is that we would run a little bit of a challenge in relation to fitness.
Yeah.
And to try and see if some men would like to connect into that. So if anybody's listening and they're interested in that, if you click into the Superdad Fitness Project Facebook group, it's free. There's no, you know, it doesn't cost anything. All you need to do is request to join the group. And in there, what I'm going to do is run a bit of a challenge where we're going to ask people over the course of a week to try and get out walking 20 to 30 minutes, three times out of the next 7 days, and on those same days to do 10 squats. Something really simple, straightforward. Mm. But like you say, if we can get people moving physically, that will have an immediate positive, beneficial impact. Yeah. And that's the thing, I think. If we can get easy wins, small wins, I think that's the thing that helps people to start to move. Because sometimes you don't know what to do. You don't know how to start.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Where do I start? That's the hardest thing, of taking that first step. Like, what do I do? Where do I start? So this is Superdad Fitness. This is on Facebook. So they just have to click into Superdad Fitness Project and they'll come up, yeah?
Yeah, it's just a group. It's a Facebook group. And if they click to request to join there, we'll run this little kind of challenge. And what I'll do is I'll you know, the stuff that we're talking about, there's extra information around that. I'll post it in there as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's free. You know, it's just a group for people to hang out in. Mm. And if any of the men are listening in, And they want to join, they're more than welcome, and we'll run that over the next week. And hopefully that's the way for some people just to get started, get moving.
Exactly, just to get started. So, David, listen, thanks a million. We'll speak to you again next week on some other topic. We'll have a little think about it through the week, what we'll talk about. But it's great to have that every, you know, this few weeks, you coming on, talking about men's health and mental health as well, you know, and getting your own story out there. And hopefully you'll have some people sign up to the Facebook Fitness Project and... you know, getting moving, taking that first step and getting moving. That's all you can do, really, isn't it? And getting talking about it. But thanks a million for talking to us this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Okay, David. Talk to you then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was David Knowles, as he said, he's talking about fitness and you know, getting fit mentally and physically. And he spoke today a little bit about his own... on stress and anxiety and how he copes with that. But we'll talk to him again next week, and we'll have another chat on we'll have a think about what we'll talk about next week, because you know, it's great to have that help for men, because they don't talk. A lot of men don't talk. They'll talk about football and cars, but when it comes to their mental health, they won't. And it isn't a sign of weakness, and always remember that it isn't any type of weakness. If you have some mental health issues, you need to talk, and it is good to talk. And once you start talking about it, you'll feel a lot better.